We welcome you into the studio. Dave Spadaro joined by head coach Chip Kelly. Our weekly one-on-one with the head coach. The Eagles opening the 2014 season against the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday, of course. And, Coach, thanks for joining us. Jacksonville in town, what have you seen from that group?
Young, up-and-coming team. Gus Bradley's in his second year. They've obviously made some additions in the offseason through a free agency in the draft that I think has upgraded them. They've got a very, very good defensive line. Two outstanding defensive ends in Clemens and Red Bryant. They've got one of the better middle linebackers in the game in Polesny. They added Toby Gerhart on the offensive side of the ball, tough physical runner. They picked up Marquise Lee in the draft, who is a very talented player out of USC, who I know well, coached against him in college. So they got Zach Beatles from the Denver Broncos on the offensive line also. So they've made some key additions and finish off the season strong. At the end of the year, we're really coming on as a team and we expect a heck of a game on Sunday.
A lot of people talking about their quarterback situation, Chad Henne, Blake Bortles. What have they shown you in preseason?
I think they've both been good. Obviously, when you pick somebody like Bortles that high, it sounded like their plan going in was that they weren't going to play him this year and we're going to try to groom him, but I think he's really pushing for time. But it's not that Chad Henne hasn't played well. I think he's played well, but I think Blake has played well also, so there's some competition there. But it also tells you about their offense is that their offense has been able to move the ball here in the four preseason games that we've seen.
About the Eagles, Chip, it's the first year that Nick Foles has gone into a season as the starting quarterback. How's he responded to that? What have you seen from him in the summer and the preseason?
I think Nick's been outstanding. He's always had a great work ethic, and that's never really been a question for us. The one thing he didn't have going into last year was just experience. And obviously, with Mike getting injured and then Nick taking the reins and running with it, I think he's built upon that. He worked extremely hard in the offseason. He had a very, very good preseason camp for us. And I think also the addition of Mark Sanchez and Matt Barkley in there has kind of pushed Nick. So there's some competition similar to what they have in Jacksonville. But obviously Nick's our starting quarterback. We're excited to go into the season, and he's worked really hard for it, and we're excited to see what year two with Nick it looks like.
Some changes along the skill positions for the Eagles offensively. Talk about that group and what you look forward to in the first game here.
Well, a positive thing for us is getting Jeremy Maclin back. To lose him last year in camp, obviously it was extremely devastating for Jeremy, but really for us offensively because we were so excited about what he could do. I think he's a talented, proven player in this league, and he was here through the whole offseason program and through the training camp, so we've got a lot of time to work with him. Nick's very familiar with him. They had a good rapport 2 years ago when Nick got an opportunity to play when Andy was here, so they've got a good relationship. Obviously, Riley's back for another year under the system. We've added Jordan Matthews, who we drafted out of Vanderbilt, who's been outstanding. It's year two for Celek. It's year two for Ertz. Obviously, Deshaun's coming off an outstanding season as the top running back in the National Football League. And then you get to add Darren Sproles into that, who we were fortunate enough to get in free agency. So we feel like we've got some weapons surrounding Nick, especially at the skill position, that's going to really help us.
What can Sproles do in the offense? I'm not sure a lot of Eagles fans are that familiar with his game.
I think Sproles can do everything, and I think one of the misconceptions is that he's just a receiver. I think he's an outstanding running back. You'll see him carry the football. I think he fits in very well with our run schemes, whether it be our zone schemes or our man schemes. He's got a great vision. He can make people miss. He has the ability to really separate from people and kind of go from all of a sudden it looks like a 2-yard run. He comes out the other side and he's broken to the secondary and he's in those 10, 20-yard runs. So I think he can do everything. He can catch it. Obviously, everybody knew his ability to catch the ball and be a returner, but I'm really excited to see him as a running back also.
You had to make a change in the offensive line right at the start of training camp. How's that group gelled, and what's the challenge like on Sunday?
They've done a good job. We felt very, very fortunate that Alan Barbary was with us and thought he was just instrumental as the key first backup in on the offensive line. He did a great job last year, especially in the Green Bay game when Jason Peters went down and did a great job actually playing against Clay Matthews and playing left tackle for us. So he's been a key guard tackle backup for us that we were really, really excited about. And now, obviously, in the first four games with Lane being out, I think he's transitioned over to right tackle. Now you got four other guys that played every snap last year coming back. So they've made the transition for Alan almost seamless, but I'm really excited to see what Alan can do getting his first start.
On the other side of the line of scrimmage, the defense last year improved tremendously as the year went along. You added some pieces in the free agency period and the draft. How's that group come along?
It's good. I think for everybody, and I know we say it offensively, but the same thing defensively, year two. So there's not, the coaches are ahead of the players one day just before we're putting stuff in camp. It's that everything was in from day one. Had a great off season. Everybody was here in the off season, so we took full advantage of what we could do there, but it's everybody's second year in the system, and then when you can add people like a Malcolm Jenkins or a Nolan Carroll on the back end. I think it's really helped us. It's given us some multiplicity that we can play some different formations a little bit differently in terms of getting some more DBs on the field if necessary. But to have that guy on the back end that's kind of like what D'Amico is to the front end, that gets everybody lined up, puts us in the right calls, and Malcolm, I think, is really going to help us out. And when we can really get the back end playing like the front end, I think we're going to be a pretty good defense.
With Malcolm, is it unusual that a cornerback is so versatile that he can also play safety in the NFL? I mean, play two positions well?
Yeah, I think he's unique. You know, he obviously was drafted in the first round as a corner, but that's why he was the number one target for us in free agency, is that he can do everything as a free safety. There were some guys that were outstanding players that were just free safeties. There were some other guys that were just strong safeties. We feel Malcolm can play in the middle of the field. We feel Malcolm can play down in the box. We also feel Malcolm can play man coverage. He can play nickel for you. And he's just such an intelligent football player and really such a professional. I think being around him, I think, has made all of our players better. Just his approach to the game, his approach to what training is like on a daily basis, has really rubbed off on a lot of guys.
Young defensive line, Chip, and they came along really very impressively last year. You added some more pieces in the draft, and that group, can you talk about their progress also?
Yeah, obviously, you know, you have Fletcher Cox coming back with Cedric Thornton and Benny Logan, which ended up really being our starting unit last year. But starter is just such a, it's not the right term, because we're going to rotate. So who actually plays the first play of the game isn't the big thing for us. But we think we have some depth now. We added in the a draft pick in Bo Allen out of Wisconsin, who's a 330-pound nose guard that will really help with Benny Logan. You've got Brandon Bear, who came on last year, was a practice squad player for us, really had an outstanding preseason camp for us. He'll give us depth along the defensive front. You still have Vinnie Curry, and you also have Taylor Hart. So we actually, because of the depth and we felt the strength of our team, we kept seven defensive linemen. Sometimes teams don't do that, but because we had seven really good players, we kept all seven of them.
Chip Kelly, we thank you so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.